I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida woman was arrested after entering a home through a doggy door and drinking 4 bottles of wine.
I've always wanted to try to fit through one of those. I wonder if I would fit.
I bet.
Would.
Oh, you totally would fit through a doggy door. Unless it's like a chihuahua, I think you could slide right in there, no problem. But did you guys just not hear that? 4 bottles of wine. Holy crap, that's
a lot
of wine.
I would be dead.
I think one bottle gets me a good buzz. 2, I got to watch out. I got to watch out.
If I have 1 bottle of wine, I'm gone.
You have 1 glass of wine, you're gone. I've seen you.
Yep.
When officers went to the house, the woman wasn't there, but she returned a short time later with a broken bottle of wine. Must have been sad about that. She admitted she knew she was trespassing, and she was charged with petty theft and burglary of a dwelling. I would have been like, I heard the dog whimpering. I was trying to help the dog out. A drunk guy, I guess we're sticking with drunks this morning. A drunk guy in Pennsylvania repeatedly called 911 because he wanted someone to talk to. The guy first called to say he wanted to speak to a cop, even though he didn't have an emergency. Kind of an important thing to have. Officers went to the guy's house, and a few hours later, after he called 911 5 more times, they came back again. He admitted, I've been drinking several beers, and he was kind of upset about a family situation. Wonder if it was like a lady or a kid.
That's sad.
Yeah, he was in a bad mood. So officers told the dude, listen, don't call back unless there's an actual emergency. But what do you guys think he did?
He called back.
Yeah. He called back one more time a few minutes later after they left. He was arrested and charged with intentionally calling 911 for other purposes than an emergency. Now, you had to call 911 the other day. What'd you do, Alex?
Well, I was driving on 69 South, and I was right up where the 465 split is. You can go south or west, like in Fishers. And the SUV in front of me dumped a kitten outside their window, like threw a kitten outside their window onto the interstate. And I've never seen
it was moving?
Yes, I've heard of stuff like that happening.
God.
Like ditching their pet or whatever. I've heard of that. I've never seen it. And so I swerved so I didn't hit it. But I mean, it was dumped in the middle of heavy traffic. Like, it for sure probably got squished within 5 seconds. But I called 911. I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation, but I called them. They forwarded me to the sheriff, and then the sheriff was just like, we can't really do anything about that. Because I didn't get their license number, so.
Oh, man, you should have, like, rear-ended them, like, pull over, buddy!
Yeah, I just thought that was so awful.
I don't get that. Like, if you don't want an animal, go take it to, like to a shelter. Just, like, if anything, if you're going to just dump it there, that's fine. Give it a chance to survive.
Yeah, put it on Craigslist or something.
I thought that was so sad.
Casual encounters with a cat?
It really bummed me out.
Oh, for sure. Now you bummed me out. All right, it's time to try to have some fun. Can I try to bring everybody back in a good mood now?
Yeah.
All right. 2 thieves in Las Vegas managed to steal 30,000 condoms.
Do they think they're going to have that much sex in Vegas?
And, I'm not done yet, Alex, and $10,000 worth of sex toys.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot,
Must
right?
Must be a fraternity.
The two unidentified men robbed a warehouse belonging to the high-end sex toy company, Lelo, or something. Have you heard of that, producer MYK? You used to work in the porn industry back in the day.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Is it a good company, like pretty big, high-end, Lelo?
Yeah, it's well-known.
All right, cool. Security cameras caught the two sneaking into the back gate. So they went in through the back gate, the back door, it sounds like. They walked away with 2 shipping boxes full of condoms. They came back a few minutes later to pick up 36 more packages. Then they got even bolder. This doesn't stop people. The two men came back the next morning and grabbed 3 more large boxes, 2 of them which included 33 butt plugs and 48 Kegel exercisers.
Yikes.
Kegel exercisers.
That was aggressive.
Well, apparently they were going for the good stuff. Do you have that kind of exerciser, Alex?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know anybody that does? I didn't know if that was a common purchase.
No, I don't think it is. Yikes.
I lean towards producer MYK. Have you seen that exercise equipment?
I've seen it, yeah.
Double
but I don't,
yikes.
I don't need it.
All right. Well, there's still no word what was in the third box. Police didn't know who the thieves were, and they have made no arrests. So it looks like they got away with 30,000 condoms and $10,000 worth of sex toys. So that freaks me out if you're like, hey, man, I got a condom for 10 cents.
Let them get away with it. Nobody wants those back.
No kidding. Those are all yours, and those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.